Thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our discussion about the Malaysian political landscape and the developments that happened today. Joining us on the line now, we have political analyst Janeeri Amir. Good evening. Welcome to the show, Janeeri. Now, before we begin, I'd like to play this clip of a comment made by Sarawak Chief Minister and GPS Chairman Abang Johari Tun Openg. He made today. He was responding to Anwar Ibrahim's claim to have majority support of MPs in Parliament. Let's play the clip.
I have said in our Malaysia Day in Cebu that GPS is behind Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin.
Yeah. It stays.
I don't know because he's doing it today and Sabah is having election. I mean, you analyze, huh?
Yeah.
He's doing it today. Okay? And the election is in Sabah. You analyze, huh? The timing.
What's your analysis, though?
My analysis, my analysis play. My analysis play. Yeah, yeah.
Play. Oh. Play.
Okay. Huh?
Play.
Jangan, you pun so. Kodat tu.
Play.
Ah, play. Kata kita apa? Play mean weird, the weird.
Okay. That was Chief Minister of Sarawak, Abang Johari Tun Openg. What do you make of that comment, Janeeri? I mean, do you make of the timing of the announcement, just 3 days to the Sabah elections? Do you, like Abang Jo, find it also weird?
Yeah, we need to bear in mind that actually during the Malaysia Day celebration in Cebu, the Chief Minister of Sarawak did mention that GPS is solidly behind Perikatan Nasional, also in full support of the Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. So based on his comment, that simple and short statement, brief statement, actually is rather not cynical. So to me, without the support of PAS really is not supporting Anwar Ibrahim, and by that it means that, you know, they need at least another about 20 more members of Parliament. That definitely comes from Sarawak. But based on the statement made by the Chief Minister, it's very obvious that GPS is not with Anwar Ibrahim. Without GPS support, there's no way that Anwar Ibrahim has the number. So that, to me, is there are a lot of questions rather than answers based on the claim by Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim.
But Janeeri, is it also possible that GPS will shift its support if they find that a new coalition could suit them in terms of their particular interests? I mean, are
anything
alliances...
Is possible. Anything is possible in politics. You need to bear in mind, no? Go back to the history. When Barisan Nasional lost in the general election in 2018, so Sarawak BN Nasional, Sarawak BN pulled out of BN, National BN and formed a new entity called GPS, Gabungan Parti Sarawak, on the 12th of June 2018. So this means that it's not tied to whatever decision made by the central body. So GPS has full stay, has the absolute, you know, stay what position they want to take. So whatever position they take, I think, depends very much on the deal, what kind of deal the done later on, but that is too early for us to comment.
Right.
But
okay.
I believe the stand going to be taken by GPS. I think they're going to support the new government if it's going to happen at all.
Okay. Well, if we could shift our attention to how this statement today by Anwar Ibrahim might impact the outcome of the Sabah polls, do you think that will have any significant impact on voting behaviour or even sentiment on the ground?
This, I cannot say, give a straight answer yes or no. It all depends on a few factors. Number one, whether Bersatu, part of Bersatu will you know, support Anwar Ibrahim, and whether UMNO is going to have full support of Anwar Ibrahim, and also whether the voters from Sabah, which are now in the peninsula, which are about 200,000 to 250,000 voters, most of them going back to Sabah, but I doubt they plan to go to Sabah because of number of factors. Number one is because of very expensive flight back. Number two, because of the COVID-19, you know, pandemic, which is still very serious in Sabah. So if this doesn't happen, and if the voters from in Semenanjung doesn't go back to Sabah, and if UMNO is not supporting Sabah, the current UMNO Ibrahim Amin, so that is going to have less impact on the Sabah state election.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, Jeneri, we've run out of time, but we must have you back on to discuss more about the impact of in this weekend's Sabah polls. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight with your insights.
Thank you.
That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night.